and it's time for high school football playoff coverage on KTNC. Today it is the Johnson Brock Eagles at Crofton to take on the Warriors. Both teams are 7-2 on the year. Johnson Brock, long trip today, about 4 hours up to Crofton. They'll take on the Warriors. The Warriors are a team coming into the ball game on a 5-game winning streak, including a game last week in round one in which they scored 90 points. They've only scored under 38 points in a game one time this season. That was a loss, 30-18 to Bloomfield back in week four. Their other loss to Why Not, another playoff team, 78-76 in overtime back in week one. Johnson Brock Eagles, they come in here also 7-2 on the year. They can score with the best of them usually and play a pretty darn good defense. I had a chance to visit with Johnson Brock coach Mitch Engelken to get his thoughts on the game last week, the season so far, and what's coming up today for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Randy Gatula standing by with a play-by-play along with Blaine Behrens this afternoon from Crofton. We'll hear from them coming up with a look at the starting lineups, but a visit with Coach Engelken after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's hard to believe it's already Halloween time. Usually this is a night filled with fun, costumes, and treats, but safety should always come first. Nemaha County Hospital reminds families to make sure costumes are visible in the dark, use flashlights or glow stick, and always check treats before eating them. Drivers, please slow down and watch closely for those trick-or-treaters. A little extra caution helps keep Halloween safe and enjoyable for everyone. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
It's harvest time, and Clark Grain in Johnson, Nebraska is ready. For generations, farmers have trusted Clark Grain to keep the harvest going, and we're proud to keep your harvest moving along. From the first load to the final haul, we're here to stand alongside farmers because your success is our success. This harvest, call Clark Grain and Johnson at 402-868-3195. You can count on Clark Grain, where farmers come first.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Coach Mitch Engelken, the head coach for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Coach, congratulations. Round one of the playoffs last week, your kids took care of business, 57-30 over North Platte St. Pat's. Good to get that first one out of the way.
Yeah, no doubt. Always takes one. Get one under your belt, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens after that. You just got to keep playing and execute and do our job. But we did a great job. You know, we came out, executed at a high level first drive. I think it was a three-play drive and scored and went up 8-0, and then offensively, after that, I mean, we had a couple, you know, miscommunication, misexecutions, but other than that, offensively, we were really efficient. We went down the field and then ended up giving up 24 points in the first half, but after that, they scored on a deep pass, and other than that, it was it. You know, in the second half, they only scored 6 points. So offensively and defensively, great job overall, great execution, and hopefully we can keep that continuing here this week.
Well, the important part that everybody wants to know, obviously, how your kids come through the game physically once you get to the playoffs. The hitting gets a little harder, a little more intense. Everybody come through the game okay?
Yeah, everybody came through okay. And really, knock on wood, you know, since early in the season, we've kind of really not had any major injuries. We've had people, you know, we've had some ankles and knees and, you know, stuff that's sore. And obviously turf burns every day at practice,
yeah.
You know, the small minor stuff. But for the most part, we've done a really good job of staying healthy throughout this year. Unfortunately, lost Robert week one. I mean, that would have been huge to have having, like, because you look at Crofton, those guys, they're big, they've got size, they're physical, and they're athletic, and you know, having a 6'4 defensive end outside backer for us and tight end on our side, that would have been nice to have at this point, you know, obviously, or all year, to be, you know, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But definitely, since him, other than him going down week one, we've done a really good job staying healthy so far.
And we talked in the coaches show this week about the weather, which it may be a blessing because you're having to practice in a little rain, a little wind, it's wet, it's cold. May run into that this afternoon, this evening. If you practice in it all week, it won't be a big problem, hopefully, during the game tonight.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. We've been practicing in it all week, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, Tuesday it was raining, and, you know, the wind chill said it was 33 degrees out, and it probably wasn't far off from that. And so, yeah, if we do see that here, I mean, it's not going to be something that we haven't seen. And then at the end of the day, they have, you know, everybody's playing in the same conditions. It's not like it favors one side or the other. It's everybody's got to go through it. And it could be worse. You know, it could be freezing rain, downpour, or snow, or, you know, even colder temperatures. So either way, we just, no excuses in football. You just got to go play the game. And so we're excited to be here and get the opportunity to play again, and hopefully we can continue our season.
The thing the fans will talk about going into the game, probably as much as anything, the trip to Crofton. It's a lengthy sit on a bus for your kids on the way up there today.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so we're stopping there on the way, and then we'll do a little walkthrough, eat our lunch, you know, and then we'll drive the rest of the way. And but yeah, it'll be close to 4 hours essentially for the whole trip. But we've got a nice bus that they'll have a little bit of extra leg room than I did back when I was in high school. we'll get off and do a walkthrough and keep our legs fresh, and then get there early enough to do the same thing when we get there. And then we'll just get on the field, and it comes down to executing and playing a football game. But the trip, not necessarily ideal, but at this point in the season, you know, you'd rather be playing no matter where it is. So we're excited about that. And like I said, hopefully we can do enough on the field to execute and continue playing.
All right, Coach, for the fans that didn't make the trip or couldn't make the trip today, give us a little scouting report on Crofton and what you're going to see today.
Yeah, so they're a heavy run team. You know, they ran the ball over 400 times this year and only passed about 80 times, so over 80%, you know, in the run game. But they're, like I said in our pregame show earlier this week, they're more efficient in the passing game. You know, their quarterback, they do drop back and throw. It's just not necessarily as often, because when they run the ball and they put up 90 points, you know, you don't have to throw that much. But they are a fairly efficient team. But so what's going to come down to is we're going to have to stop the run early and often, control the line, take away their run engine, the Jackson kid at running back who has over 1,600 yards. If we can slow them down, and this is a very similar victory plan, you know, keys to victory as the last 2 weeks, Lourdes and St. Pat's, because they're so run heavy, even though these guys are more efficient passing. So yeah, we got to take away their run game and force them to pass the ball, do something that they don't necessarily prefer to do first. And then when we're on defense, we got to play fast. We got to tackle low, because that kid runs very hard, and we will not tackle him with our arms, at least not without wrapping. We got to wrap him. So shut down 22 early and often, you know, control the line of scrimmage. And then lastly, we just got to play unselfish, disciplined football. Play for each other, do our job, and have fun, because at the end of the day, it's a football game and it's playoff football, best time of year. So we got to go out there, play for each other, do our jobs, and have fun. And it'll be an exciting one. It'll be a good one. So hopefully all the fans can make it there. But I know it is Halloween and it's cold and a lot of things going on. So, mm-hmm. But hopefully we can continue playing.
Your offense more diverse. Run it, throw it. You get a lot of weapons.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have a lot of athletes. That's something I knew, obviously, coming here. They've won multiple, you know, we've got a lot of 6 foot, 170-pound kids that are athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that from early on, that Coach Roberts did it prior to me. But I've always loved to do that, be more of a spread team and pass and run the ball. And so, yeah, we're fairly efficient doing both. And when we have that many weapons, it makes us that harder, much harder to stop. You can't key on one guy. And so definitely we want to run the ball for sure. I know coaches always say that, you know, you run to win, score, or pass to score, So, and I kind of messed it up there, but we do. We pass the ball. We score a decent amount with it. But yeah, if you're going to win a game here, especially playoff football late in the game, late in the season now, you got to be efficient at running the ball. So we're definitely going to run the ball, but you know, our passing game is there, you know, if and when we need it. And so, but yeah, that's kind of why we do that. We've got plenty of athletes to provide, and we want to use them all, not be one-dimensional or too predictable.
All right, Coach, we've talked about it enough. Let's go play the game. Wish you and the Eagles good luck this evening and this afternoon in this contest. It kicks off here at 5 o'clock.
All right, awesome. Thanks a lot.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Look at you. Having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside in Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside in Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We bid you good evening from Crofton, Nebraska. Randy Gatula along with Blaine Behrens. We're settling in for high school football tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles on the road, set to take on the Crofton Warriors. Blaine, glad to have you with me again here tonight. It's going to be less than ideal weather conditions.
Yeah, great to be here, Randy. Thanks for having me. What do we got? About 43 degrees, 10 to 12 mile per hour wind out of the north, and just a little bit of rain.
Well, more than a little bit. We've had some off and on showers here where it's been raining pretty hard, actually, within the past hour. It's let up right now, but the weather forecast says this rain is supposed to continue through 9 o'clock tonight, so it could be a wet one. It's going to be a windy one. The good news is they've got quite a windbreak, a 360-degree windbreak here of pine trees to help break that wind, and that's going to make a big difference out on the playing surface. We are in Crofton, Nebraska, and one of the questions I've been asked most often this week is, where in the heck is Crofton? Well, the easiest way to describe it is we're just a few miles south of Yankton, South Dakota, just across the Missouri River to the south. That's where we're located. The trip out here, we went through a lot of our old memories. It was kind of a walk down memory lane. We drove through Newcastle and Why Not, all the big towns where we've been in the past. We're going to step aside here and take a two-minute break. They're getting set for the national anthem. Then we'll be right back here in Crofton with a look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this on KTNC.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's hard to believe it's already Halloween time. Usually this is a night filled with fun, costumes, and treats, but safety should always come first.
Nemaha County Hospital reminds families to make sure costumes are visible in the dark, use flashlights or glow stick, and always check treats before eating them. Drivers, please slow down and watch closely for those trick-or-treaters. A little extra caution helps keep Halloween safe and enjoyable for everyone. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Crofton. Let's take a look quickly at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Crofton Warriors, they are 7-2 on the year. Offensively, at center will be Trace Tramp. Right guard is Tyson Sanger. At the left guard is Porter Bartles. Tight end will be Jackson Lind. Lind is 175 and a senior. The other tight end, Trevor Ellen. You'll hear a lot out of him. A big boy, 195 and a junior. Quarterback, Preston Foxhoven, 165, a sophomore. The tailback is Jace Panning, 175 and a senior. And here's the name you'll hear all night. Tyson Jackson, the fullback, 195-pound junior. He's carried the ball 160 times for 1,611 yards. That's 10 yards a pop. Let's take a look at that Crofton defense.
Preston Foxhoven, outside linebacker. He's a sophomore coming in at 165-pound. Grant Jordan, outside linebacker, 180-pound junior. Jace Panning, cornerback, 175-pound senior. Jackson Lyon, defensive back, 175-pound senior. Tyson Jackson, linebacker, 195-pound junior. Porter Bartles, defensive end, 210-pound junior. Trey Tramp, defensive end, 190-pound junior. And Tyson Sanger, nose guard, 235-pound senior.
Now the offensive starters for your Johnson Brock Eagles. They are 7-2 on the year. At center, Kelvin Benham, 235 and a junior. The left guard is Tucker Everett, a 210 senior. Right guard, Gage Rasmussen, a senior, 190. The tight end, Barons, 180 and a junior. Wide receiver, you'll hear a lot from Brody Kaler. Kaler, 180-pound senior. At quarterback is Wyatt Fulton, 170 and a junior. The tailback is Hayden Gravatt, 180-pound senior. And the wide receiver is Grady Barons, 150 and a senior. Johnson Brock's defense.
All right, for the Eagles on defense, zero. Calvin Benham, defensive tackle, 235-pound junior. Hayden Gravatt, inside linebacker. He's a senior coming in at 180 pounds. Ben Perriott, inside linebacker, 180-pound junior. Brody Kaler, defensive back, 180-pound senior. Grady Barons, defensive back, 150-pound senior. Quentin Barons, outside linebacker, 180-pound junior. Oliver Everett, outside linebacker, 170-pound sophomore, and Tyler Perry, defensive tackle, 185-pound junior.
Tonight's game here on KTNC, we want to remind all of our Johnson Brock listeners, you can download the MSC Radio app to your phone and get crystal clear online coverage. MSC Radio is free from your favorite app store. Just put it on your phone, also on your computer at mscsports.net. You can hear us online and listen to the broadcast. Coming up later tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Mountain City, Missouri. The Mountain City playoffs quarterfinals of their district. They'll be playing the North Andrew Cardinals. That game scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff over on Sunny 101.3. Well, a little bit about these Crofton Warriors. You heard about them in the pregame. They are 7-2. Tyson Jackson is the big name you'll hear, 195-pound junior. They have two losses. The one was to the very first game of the year. They lost to Wynot. And listen to this final. It was triple overtime, 78-76. Not basketball triple overtime.
Yeah, that's quite a score, isn't it?
78-76. Crofton won the coin toss. They want to receive the football and get their hands on it first offensively. So Johnson Brock will be kicking from our right to left. This is an east-west football field. We're located on the north side with the wind to our back, fortunately. And before we go any farther, I want to thank Ann Kramer, the activities director here at Crofton for the wonderful hospitality, beautiful press facilities, some of the nicest we've worked out of around the area. Kayla Bowling, ready to kick it away. Back deep to return it will be, I believe, let's see, is that Jackson?
Looks like maybe Jace Panning.
Maybe Panning is the deep man. Okay.
Maybe.
And now the ball blows off the tee. We were hoping the wind was going to be that much of a factor. Yeah, that's Jace Panning in the center as the deep man waiting to return this kickoff. About to get underway here in the eight-man playoffs, live from Crofton on KTNC. I'm Randy Gatula, alongside Blaine Behrens, Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTNC studios. And now, ready to come forward, Kayla Bowling. Here comes the kick. It's going to be a driving, went through the return man's hands. He had to go through the end zone, out of the end zone. Panning tried to field that one.
Hey, that works. That might be just a little taste of what we're going to see tonight with these conditions.
The winds are out of the northwest at 12 miles an hour. As we said, there's quite a windbreak around this field, so it may not be that much of a factor. We'll have to find out. Let's set this offense. Preston Foxhoven is the quarterback. Jace Panning the tailback. And your fullback, Tyson Jackson. He's the workhorse. 10 yards per carry on 160 carries. Foxhoven hands under center from the 15-yard line, takes a snap, gives the ball back, running through into the out, and there he goes. Jackson, we just talked about, the 30, the 20, the 10, and he's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. 65 yards on the very first play of the ball game for Tyson Jackson, and, boy, that's what we were afraid of.
Quite a hole over there on the right side for Crofton, and wasn't much secondary help for the Eagles once he broke through that initial line.
Well, he's hard to bring down, but nobody laid a hand. Pitched the ball back to the trailing back, tried to turn the corner, cutting inside and then being dropped at about the 24-yard line. Carrying the football was Hayden Gravatt, I believe.
Yep, Porter Bartles in on the stop, but Hayden did a good job of keeping his feet to get a few yards for the
Eagles. Getting a gain of four in the carry. It'll bring up second down and six with the football spotted at the 24-yard line. Just underway, opening minute of play here. 8-0, Crofton on top, clock running 11:15 to play first period. Fulton again with an empty backfield, spread formation, two wide receivers to each side of the field. Has a snap, looks over the middle, throwing downfield for Brody Kamer, and the pass falls incomplete. Kamer pretty well covered, though, the defender running step for step with Brody.
Yeah, let's see, it looks like Jackson lined there with really nice coverage for Crofton.
So the pass incompletion brings the football back to the 24-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 6 yards to go now for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. We are live tonight from Crofton, Nebraska, just south of the South Dakota border. I think we're 10 miles south of Gavin's Point, the sign said out here.
Pretty close.
Yep. Corn harvest underway in northeast Nebraska. Saw a lot of combines running on the way out here, but that was before the rain started. Third down and seven. Third down and a long six, anyway, at the 24-yard line. Wyatt Fulton this time with the running back set behind him. That's Gravatt back there. Double tight end. Wide receiver to the left. Kaler comes in motion from right to left. They turn, rolling to his right. Fulton looks downfield, back to the left. He's got a receiver at the 35, the 30, at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. All the way in for the touchdown. Who caught that
Quentin
one?
Quentin Behrens.
That was Quentin Behrens for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 24-yard line, and Quentin Behrens answers quickly here for Johnson Brock.
Yeah, that play was well executed. Quentin just kind of snuck out there, and there was nobody around for Crofton.
So, Johnson Brock now will try to tie it up here as they get set to go for two. The score coming, we haven't even played 2 minutes here yet.
Kind of reminded me of last week.
10:52 to go here in the first quarter. Now we'll line up for the two-point conversion with Gravatt in the backfield. Fulton has the snap, runs the option to the left. He'll duck it inside, fights near the goal line, and did he get in there?
Looked like it.
Yes. Yes. Wow, that was close. That was Fulton on the keeper, carries it in. We're tied at 8, 10:52 to go here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need all in one stop.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
You want fireworks? We got it. We've only played a minute and 8 seconds, and we have two touchdowns on the board, tied at 8 apiece. That score, a 56-yard touchdown pass from Fulton to Quentin Behrens. Fulton carried in for the two-point conversion. We're tied at 8 with 10:52 to go here in the first quarter. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, ready to tee it up and kick it away again here. For Johnson Brock now is Caleb Bowling. Panning is the deep man back there. Jace Panning waiting in the middle to return this one. Tried to field the last one. It went right through his fingertips and through the end zone. There's Bowling's kick. Another driver. Panning's going to see it go over his head, into the end zone, out of the end zone. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. But you know what? That's what they did last time.
Yeah. Don't get too comfortable there, Randy.
They'll spot the ball at the 15-yard line. Again, we are only a minute and 8 seconds into the ball game. 10:52 to play. I'm thinking back to that 90 points they put up last week and the game that went 78-76. Are we in for the basketball score tonight?
Yeah, so far it's almost looking like
it. All right, Preston Foxhoven brings him over the football. Panning and Jackson are in the backfield behind Foxhoven. Double tight end set. They're in an I formation. They flip it back to Jackson. He runs off the left side, and this time the Johnston-Brock defense was ready for him. They'll stop him after a gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and a long six.
Calvin Benham and Oliver Everett in on the stop for the Eagles.
So now the new line of scrimmage is spotted at about the 18-yard line. We'll call it second down, 7 yards to go. Foxhoven in a shotgun formation this time with a wide receiver wide to the right. He'll keep it himself. Runs right into the middle. Now turns the corner down the left sideline to 30. 35 midfield to 40. It's a foot race, 25-20, 15-10-5. Foxhoven for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 18-yard line, and that will be a 62-yard touchdown run from 62 yards out by Foxhoven. Man, what can you say here? We now have 10:13 to play in the first quarter. We still haven't played 2 minutes, and we've got 3 touchdowns scored already. Foxhoven got that one on a 62-yard carry. Now they pitch the ball back, try for the two-point conversion. Does not go on the carry. He stopped short, and the score remains 14-8 with 10:13 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC radio app.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, hopefully both defenses will get off the bus soon and join us here. Right now, 14-8, we've only played less than 2 minutes in the ball game. Croft there on top. That last score drive was 2 plays, 65 yards, capped off with a 62-yard run by Preston Foxhoven. The conversion attempt failed, and it's 14-8. Crofton up by 6, again with 10:13 to go here in the first quarter. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, Ty Nielsen has it teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away here. Back deep to return it. Who have I got again? This is Gravatt.
And Kaler.
That's going to be Gravatt. Fields the ball at the 12. He's at the 15. Comes to his left. Now reverses. Broke a tackle. Tries to turn the corner to the right side. And taken down shy of the 20 at about the 18-yard line. That's where Johnson Brock will begin their second possession. First and 10 from their own 18.
Jackson Ryan with a really nice tackle for Crofton.
Remind your friends, tonight's game can be heard live on your telephone. MSC Radio. That's the name of the free app. Go to your favorite app store, load it down onto your phone, MSC Radio. You can get crystal clear reception of tonight's broadcast. Here come the Eagles over the football with two wide receivers to the left. Wyatt Fulton is the quarterback. Fulton takes a snap, gives to Gravatt. Gravatt's hit immediately at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go.
Tyson Sanger and Trey Tramp in on the start for Crofton.
cool evening, 43 degrees, light rain showers in the area, not raining right at the moment, but we had some pretty good rain during the warm-ups. Second down and 10 from, well, they gave him a yard. We'll call it second and 9 at the 19-yard line now. As Fulton puts Brody Kaler wide to the left as a wide receiver, he's got end set in tight with Hayden Gravatt set in the backfield. Fulton in the pistol set here now with Gravatt behind him, calling a starting count on second down and 9. He's got the snap, runs the option, pitches to Gravatt. Gravatt tries to cut back inside. He'll get it out across the 20 near the 23. Looks to have a gain of about 3 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up third down and 6 yards to go now for Johnson Brock.
Where's tackled by Trey Tramp on the good defense stop there.
Spot the ball on the left hash mark. Johnson Brock going from our right to left, from west to east on this field. They come over the football. They'll put Brody Kaler wide out to the right side as a wide receiver. Split wide to the left for the Eagles comes Grady Behrens. Gravatt's going to set in a slot to the left, and Fulton's all alone in the backfield on third down and 6. He's got the snap, wants to throw the ball down the right sideline, looking for Kaler, and the pass falls incomplete. Kaler saying he had a lot of contact, maybe wanting an interference call down near the 40. Not going to get it. It's going to bring up a fourth down punting situation for Johnson Brock. They'll be fourth down and 6 from their own 23-yard line.
Yeah, Jackson Lyon step for step again. He was right up in Kaler's grill, but no call there.
8:38 to play in the first quarter, 14-8. Crofton up by 6, and a lot of fireworks to start things off here. Who's my deep man on the return?
15, Jackson Lyons.
Okay.
So heads up.
Back deep, Jackson Lyons waits at the 25-yard line for the punt. Brody Kaler will be in to kick it away. 14-8, Johnson Brock down by 6 with 8:38 to go here in the first quarter. Good snap from center. He'll get the punt away. Oh, a nice hanging spiral. Line goes back, fields the ball at the 15. He comes to the 20. At the 25, broke a tackle out to the 30-yard line, and not a bad return there for Line out to the 30. And that's where the Crofton Warriors will start, at the 30-yard line. And I don't know about you, but every time they get the ball, I'm nervous.
Yeah, right, right. Especially,
they've only ran three plays.
Especially number 15.
They've only ran three plays, and they have a 65-yard touchdown and a 62-yard touchdown.
I mean, even on that return, Quinn Behrens had to hang on for his life there.
At the 30-yard line, first and 10 for the Crofton Warriors. Preston Foxhoven is the signal caller. Tyson Jackson is the fullback. He's the hard-working ball carrier here. On first and 10 at the 30, they pitch it back to Jace Panning. Panning runs out to the left, broke a tackle, fights across the 35 out to the 40. He does not want to be tackled. Jace Panning was hard to bring down, and he may have picked up. Now he's going to be short of the first down by half a yard.
Tackled by Ben Perriott and Brody Kaler for the Eagles.
Second down, less than a yard to go. The football just shy of midfield at the 40-yard line. 8:04 to play first quarter. If you're just checking in, 14-8, Crofton up by 6. And the Warriors with the football. Foxhoven takes a snap, pitches the ball back again to Panning. Panning into the open, 30, 20, 15, and finally knocked out of bounds by Brody Kaler inside the 15 at about the 11-yard line. I'm telling you, this is one potent offense here from Crofton.
Randy, he was so patient there and just waited, and then pretty quick he had a hole and he went.
Brody Kaler made him step out of bounds at the 11-yard. Now they're going to put it on the 10. Oh, he got a favorable spot there. He was well out of bounds by the time he got to the 10. All right, ball's at the 10-yard line, first and goal. Foxhoven, single set back behind him. Calling his count, double tight end set. They pitch it back to Jackson. Jackson into the middle, and he's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. Tyson Jackson carries in from 10 yards out, and it'll be a 10-yard run by Tyson Jackson. I can see how they got 90 points last week. This score coming with 7:43 to play here in the first quarter. A 10-yard carry. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Foxhoven calls his starting count, gives to Jackson. Jackson runs off the right side. He'll go in standing up. Jackson carries in, and our score now goes 22-8. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Wayne Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Crofton, 22-8. The Crofton Warriors up on Johnson Brock with 7:43 to play here in the first quarter. We've only played slightly over 4 minutes, and Crofton with four scores. This one, a three-play 50-yard drive. Tyson Jackson capped it off with a 10-yard run. Jackson carried in for the two-point conversion, and Crofton goes up 22-8 with 7:43 to go here in the first quarter. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services with offices in Auburn and Fall City. Ready for the ensuing kickoff, Ty Nielsen has it teed up. Kaler and Gravatt are back deep waiting to return it. Here's the kick, going to be fielded at the 10. Gravatt to the 15, he's at the 20. Broken tackle, 25, Gravatt to the 30, 35, and taken out of bounds at the 35, 36-yard line. A nice return by Hayden Gravatt there for Johnson Brock.
All right, good field position for the Eagles. We'll see what we can do.
Well, pretty important that Johnson Brock answers right here, because this thing could get out of hand in a hurry if you let him get up a couple of scores on you.
Yeah, really, you don't want Crawford to touch the ball.
That's for sure. At the 36-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. Wide to the left is Brody Kaler as a wide receiver. In the slot to the left, that's going to be Hayden Gravatt to the near side. Calling his starting count is Fulton. In motion goes Gravatt from left to right. Fulton fakes the handoff. He's going to be hit and dropped in the backfield for a loss of a couple. Back to the 34-yard line. The defense was in there before he could get started.
Trey Tramp, number 57 for Crofton, was right there.
Well, I'm impressed with what I've seen so far from these Crofton Warriors. This is a tremendously quick and very large football team. These are big kids. Second down and 12 yards to go. Johnson Brock from their own 34-yard line. 7:06 to play here in the first quarter. 22-8, the Crofton Warriors on top. Quarterback Fulton calling his starting count. Kaler goes in motion out to the right. Fulton takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Gravatt. Now wants to throw. He has to scramble. Pressure's there. Throws the ball out to the right sideline. Nearly intercepted. He was looking out there and couldn't get anything into it to try and throw to Kaler, but a defender had a better shot at that than anybody.
Grant Jordan was the closest person to that pass, and he's probably lucky he didn't get an intentional grounding call.
Incompleted pass stops the clock with 6:48 to go here in the first quarter. That's right, just the first quarter, and it's 22-8. We had four touchdowns in 4 minutes. Third down and 12 yards to go at the 34-yard line for Johnson Brock as Wyatt Fulton looks at three down linemen that are going to be rushing him. Kaler comes in motion from right to left. Fulton takes a snap. He's going to run to the left. Now cuts back inside. He's going to be hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he lost half a yard. They're going to put the ball back to around the 33-yard line, and it's going to bring up a fourth down punting situation for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Tramp and Jordan in on the stop for the Warriors. They're just kind of doing whatever they want up front right now.
Back deep for Crofton to return this will be Jackson Lined. Lined will wait near the 10-yard line as the return man. Brody Kaler will be the punter in there. The ball is spotted on the left hash mark. On the near side, Kaler stands at his own 22-yard line to wait for the snap from center. On fourth down and 13, gets a good snap, he'll get the punt away. High hanging spiral. Line runs under it, it bounces at the 10, it's going to roll into... No! They got it before it got in the end zone at about the 1-yard line.
Oh, wow.
Inside the 1-yard line. Who got down there?
Well, he kind of stopped. That was Quentin Behrens and Deacon Burnett, but the ball kind of stopped on his own.
It just died at the 1-yard line, inside the 1. I'm looking at it through the binoculars. That nose of the football is no more than 4 or 5 inches from the goal line.
Look at the officials. They were like, wait a minute. Yeah. We got to move it out a couple inches.
Yeah, it's just a couple of inches off the goal line. So they're going to start 79 yards and 30 inches from the... from the goal line, but I don't think that's a concern.
It don't matter to them, guys.
Here we go. First and goal from inside the 1 for the Crofton Warriors. They lead it 22-8, 5:56 to go here in the first quarter. Big defensive opportunity here to get a stop.
That's what I was just thinking, Randy. Maybe we can blow them up in the backfield.
Preston Foxhoven under center, standing in his own end zone under center. And now we've got flags flying, and we may have had somebody jumped off sides, and that's going to give them 5 yards and get them some breathing room. They used a little quick count there.
Smart.
Yeah. They were able to draw it off with a hard count. Boy, they've got a full bag of tricks here, don't they? Preston Foxhoven used a hard count to get Johnson Rock to jump off sides. That moves the ball out just across the 5 yard line, first and five. Pitched the ball back to Panning. He's met at the line of scrimmage, taken back after a gain of a yard. He'll get it out to about the 6 yard line. It'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go.
Mike Benham and Gravatt in on the stop for the Eagles.
Clock shows 5:41 to play in the first quarter. We're live tonight from Crofton, Nebraska. The Crofton Warriors hosting your Johnson Rock Eagles here in the 8-man playoffs. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Blaine Barron seated alongside me in this nice press box here at Crofton.
This is a nice press box.
Yes, Aaron Wisdom is our producer engineer. Foxhoven under center, calling his count. Takes the snap, back to pass. Foxhoven sets up. He's got time now. He scrambles out to his left. Wants to run the football, turns it upfield, and he'll be taken out of bounds and steps out of bounds. Out across the 10 to about the 13, he'll have first down yardage at the 13-yard line.
Nice coverage downfield by the Eagles, but quarterback able to sneak around the left side. Ben Perrier runs him out of bounds.
So the football comes to the 13-yard line. Crofton working quickly with no huddle. Comes up over the football. Preston Foxhoven, that runs this offense, is just a sophomore, 165-pounder. He's got in the backfield Tyson Jackson, who averages 10 yards per carry. Foxhoven calls his starting count. Gives the ball off to Panning. Panning into the middle. Got away for a minute, and then he's going to be wrapped up and dropped after a short gain out to about the 15-yard line. They'll give him a gain of 2 on the carry, and they'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go now for the Warriors.
Tucker Everett up high and Calvin Benham down low for Johnson Brock.
Again, quickly with no huddle, Crofton's over the football. Second down and 8 yards to go from their own 15-yard line. Ball on the right side hash mark. They're moving from our left to right, from east to west. Foxhoven calls his count. Now a flag is thrown. We're going to have a procedure penalty on the offense this time. Somebody moving up there in the line of scrimmage. That'll cost the Warriors 5 yards. It'll put the football back to the 10-yard line, and they'll be facing second down and 13 yards to go.
All right, we got 4 minutes without a touchdown. I don't want to jinx anything here, but kind of getting to a little better pace.
Second down and 13 at the 10-yard line for the Crofton Warriors. Preston Foxhoven puts a wide receiver to his left this time. The single setback on his left hip, that's Jackson. He's going to keep it himself. Now pitches back to Jackson. Jackson wants to turn the corner, but he'll be dragged down short of the first down. Out near the 20-yard line, that time they kept him corralled and didn't let him get to the sideline.
Nice open field tackle by Hayden Gravatt for Johnson Brock.
Coming up later tonight over on Sunny 101.3, the Mound City Panthers hosting the Cardinals of North Andrew. John Nixon will have the call for you. Pre-game show at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock. That's tonight over on Sunny 101.3. Here at Crofton with 4:18 to play in the first quarter, 22-8, the Crofton Warriors up. And the penalty yardage is going to mark the football all the way back to the 5-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and about 18 yards to go now. Second and 18 from the 5 for Foxhoven and company. Jackson, Tyson Jackson is a single setback behind him. Back to pass is Foxhoven, looking over the middle. He's going to throw deep. The receiver is there. It's complete at the 40, inside the 35, and making the catch was Jace Panning. And Panning was pretty well covered. That ball was just perfectly thrown.
Grady Behrens was right there for the Eagles. For a minute, I thought maybe he was going to go up and make a play on it, but it was a great ball.
Ball was perfectly thrown, dropped it right in the bucket, and the ball moves down to the 33-yard line of Johnson Brock. It'll be first and 10 for Crofton. Foxhoven again with Jackson set behind him. Two wide receivers to the right, spread formation, one wide out to the left. Foxhoven calls his starting count. On first and 10 at the 33, gives to Panning. Panning turns the corner inside the 30, dropped near the 29-yard line after a gain of about 4 yards on the carry.
Oliver Everett and Hayden Gravatt in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
So they'll spot the football at the 29-yard line, call it second down and about 7 yards to go. Clock showing 3:25 to play first quarter, 22-8 after all that fireworks in the first 4 minutes. We had just over 4 minutes and we had 4 touchdowns on the board. All right, second down and a long 6, almost 7 to go. Back to Jackson, into the middle. Jackson running through tacklers into the open, 15, 10, 5. and he'll take it for the touchdown. 29 yards on the run by Tyson Jackson for the TD from 29 yards out. And this score comes with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Boy, he is hard to bring down. Looked like they had him tackled two or three times, and he just ran through the arms of would-be tacklers. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Foxhoven has Jordan set beside him this time in the backfield. He's back to pass. Foxhoven sets all kinds of time to throw the ball into the end zone, and the pass is going to be complete for the two-point conversion. Making the reception in there was Vaughn Hagen. We'll take a 30-second timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside and Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside and Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's something that's hard to do, a six-play, 80-yard drive in eight-man football. The ball started 4 inches from the goal line. It'll officially be 6 for 79 yards, capped off with a 29-yard run by Tyson Jackson. Pass to Vaughn Hagen was complete for the two-point conversion. And with 3:04 to play, still in the first quarter, our score already 30-8, with the Crofton Warriors leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Again, the scoring drive recap presented as a courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. The rain is starting up again, starting to rain hard here at Crofton as we're set to kick the ball away. And it's going to go, well, they blew a whistle and stopped play here. What was that, too much rain?
I don't know. That's kind of odd that they stopped it like
this
that.
This is one of those little showers that came through during the warm-ups where it doesn't last long, but it really rains
coming
hard.
Coming down pretty good right now.
Yeah, it really rains hard for a minute or two, and that's what it's doing now. 43 degrees with relatively heavy rain falling here right now. The wind out of northwest at 12, although the wind not that much of a factor with all these trees and windbreaks that we have put all around this field here at Crofton. 3:04 to go first quarter. It's already 30-8. Crofton on top. Ty Nielsen with the ball teed. They moved him back 5 yards. He'll kick it away from the 25-yard line. Gravatt and Kaler, I think, are the deep men waiting to return this. They're going to try a little onside. That ball is live. Everybody coming after it. Johnson Brock got on it. Out at about the 21-yard line. Good heads-up football there.
Oliver Everett for the
Oliver
Eagles.
Everett. Yeah. He's going to be a factor in the coming years.
Oh, yeah. He's a stud.
Oliver Everett, he's an athlete. He very wisely went over and got on that football at the 20-yard line. So it'll be first and 10. Johnson Brock working from their own 20 in the rain. 30-8 the score. Crofton up by 22. Still 3:04 to play in the first quarter here at Crofton. Wyatt Fulton puts two receivers wide right, one wide left. It's a spread formation. Gravatt's a single setback in the backfield behind Fulton. Now Kaler comes in motion. They run an option. Pitch to Gravatt. Nothing doing. They had him wrapped up. And now a flag comes in. I think we're going to have a face mask.
Yep,
here.
Yep. Good play by Jackson Lyon, but I think he grabbed the face mask. Yep, that
yeah.
was the call.
Lyon, it was inadvertent. Nothing flagrant or anything like that. But boy, did Lyon have that one played. It was an option as Fulton started to his right. Pitched it back to the trailing back, Gravatt, and Lyon paid no attention to the quarterback. He went right after that trailing back, got Gravatt in the backfield, but the Eagles bailed out by the penalty there with the face mask, and a 15-yard penalty puts the football out to the 35-yard line. Johnson Brock trailing 30-8 here to Crofton with 2:58 to go, still in the first quarter. Eagles over the football. Wyatt Fulton puts wide receiver to the left side. That's Grady Barons out here to the left now. Kaler wide right. Gravatt sets behind Fulton. Kaler comes in motion from right to left. Gravatt has the snap, gives to Fulton. Right up the middle. He's got room. On his feet inside the 30. Down to about the 29-yard line. They're going to say the knee tucks right on the 30. Nice job. They opened up a hole on the left side. Kelvin Benham, Tucker Everett. Opened up a hole there and got him some running room.
Tackled by Preston Foxhoven for Crofton.
So the new line of scrimmage is at the 30-yard line now. of Crofton. Johnson Brock over the football. Wyatt Fulton has the snap, runs the option, pitches to Gravatt. He's got some running room again, and Gravatt's going to have a nice gain of about 6 yards. Puts the ball inside the 25 near the 24-yard line. It'll ring up second down and a long four to go here, almost five, for the Eagles. They're working quickly now. Here we go. No huddle. Back over the football. Fulton has the snap. Again to Gravatt. Right into the middle, into the open at the 15, the 10, the 5. They've got him. He's into the end zone. They grabbed him near the 5, and he got away and took it in. The
nice
line of scrimmage
play.
Was the 23-yard line, and Johnson Brock is not going to go away. That will be a 23-yard touchdown run by Gravatt as he took that one for the TD. This score coming with a minute and 56 seconds. Can you believe we're still playing in the first quarter?
Yeah,
one, two, three, four, six touchdowns.
Back-to-back weeks of entertaining games.
Yes, it is. All right, here's the try for the two-point conversion. Fulton's got a double tight end running formation. Fulton with Gravatt on his left. They direct snap to Gravatt, then he pitches to Fulton, who wants to throw the ball. Now Fulton's going to run it and goes in for the two-point conversion. Fulton carries in for the two-point conversion, and the score now 30-16 with 1:56 to play in the first quarter. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So Hayden Gravatt finds pay dirt from 23 yards out on the carry. Fulton carries in for the two-point conversion. Johnson Brock comes battling back with 1:56 to play still in the first quarter. It's 30-16, and that's right, in the first quarter, 30-16. Johnson Brock down by a pair of scores, ready to kick it away. Ball teed up by Caleb Bowling, getting set to kick it. Panning is the deep man. He'll stand near his own 7-yard line to wait for this. Bowling's been putting it into the end zone. He'll come forward. Here's another kick. This one is not going to get there. It's going to be fielded at the 5. Panning is out to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. At the 20. Got some running room. 25. Boy, this makes me nervous. He's out near the 30. These kids, if you give them just any little seam at all and they're down the field, they're going to say he stepped out at the 27-yard line. So that's where Crofton will begin this drive, first and 10 from their own 27 with a minute 49 to play. Still in the first quarter, our score 30-16. Crofton up by two scores here on Johnson Brock.
Yeah, and that return here on the right side, you take away the conditions, and if Oliver Everett wouldn't have been there for the Eagles, he might have had a touchdown.
First down and 10 at the 27-yard line, their own 27 for the Crofton Warriors. Preston Foxhoven is under center. Single running back, Tyson Jackson sets behind him. They give the ball to Jackson, off guard to the left side, and he'll dive across the 30, out to the 31, a gain of about 4 on the carry. He'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go for the Warriors.
Looks like Calvin Benham and Hayden Gravatt in on the stop for Johnson.
They work quickly with no huddle now, right back over the football just across the 30, second down and 4 yards to go for the Crofton Warriors. They've got one wide receiver to the near side, short side of the field. That's Tyson Jackson. Watch out for him over here. He's their all-around do Mr. Everything player. Jackson split wide to the right. Empty backfield for Foxhoven. Foxhoven's going to run the football. Starts out to his left. He's going to be hit. No, got away and stopped very close to the first down. Looked like they had him tackled, and then he got an extra 3 yards.
They did. He just kept his leg moving and brought down by Oliver Everett over there for the Eagles.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play this evening here in Crofton. That's Blaine Behrens over there next to me. Beautiful press facilities here at Crofton. Ann Kramer, the activities director, taking great care of us. Even had water and popcorn waiting for us. Third down and 1 at the 35. Pitch the ball back to Jackson. He turns the corner. Jackson ducks inside, broke a tackle, spun free. He's got first down yardage out to the 38-yard line. It's been a while since I've seen a ball carrier that's as hard to bring down as Tyson Jackson.
Well, it took 235-pound Calvin Benham and Hayden Gravatt that time, both really strong boys for the Eagles.
First guy's got to tee him up, and the second one knock him down. That's kind of the way it works here. First and 10 now at the 38-yard line, their own 38 for the Crofton Warriors, 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Foxhoven under center this time. Takes the snap, pitches it, ball back to Panning. Panning on the edge at the corner, and he's going to have the first down, I believe. Well, they may have marked him just short at about the 32-yard line. Time will run out. That will be the end of the first quarter, 30-16. Our score after one. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC radio app.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
Your future is important to Auburn Insurance Services and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can look forward to. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all of your insurance needs, contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gattula alongside Blaine Behrens. We welcome you back to Crofton, Nebraska. After one quarter, 30-16, the Crofton Warriors leading your Johnson Brock Eagles. When we go back to live action, it'll be second down and less than a yard to go for the Warriors. The line of scrimmage is at the Johnson Brock 32-yard line. Warriors will come over the football. Foxhoven under center, back set in the I formation. Tyson Jackson is the I back, the ball carrier. Back to pass, Foxhoven sets. Going to throw deep down the field. There's a receiver there. Just overthrows his intended receiver. He was looking for Jackson lined down near the goal line. Line was pretty well covered, but the ball was overthrown.
Yeah, Gravatt was right there.
So the incomplete pass brings the football back out to the 32-yard line. It'll be third down now, and less than a yard, but with Mr. Jackson in the backfield, I don't think third and a yard concerns him.
That's why they took that shot. They can't afford to do that.
All right, Tyson Jackson will be the I back this time, set behind Jordan, the fullback. Foxhoven takes the snap, pitches the ball back to Jackson. He'll run to the right, first down at the 30, broke a tackle, now goes down to the 25-yard line. He'll have a gain of 7 on the carry, and it'll be first and 10 for Crofton at the 25-yard line of the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Nice open field tackle there for the Eagles, Ben Perriott.
Both of these teams came in here with 7-2 records. This Crofton team does not look like a two-loss team right now. First down and 10. The football is spotted at the 25-yard line of Johnson Brock on the right side hash mark. Crofton moving from west to east, from our right to left. Foxhoven, the sophomore signal caller, has the snap, wants to throw. Pressure is coming. Now he runs the ball out to the right side, and he'll be taken out of bounds after a gain of about 4. He's got the ball down near the 21-yard line. It should bring up second down and about 6 yards to go.
Like Oliver Everett over there getting scrappy and getting him out of bounds for the Eagles.
Just underway here in the second quarter, 1 minute in, 11-18 showing to play in the second period, first half. 30-16, if you're just checking in with us, the Crofton Warriors leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Foxhoven all alone under center, empty backfield. Throws the ball out here complete to Panning. Panning on the left side is at the 20, at the 15, the 10, the 5. Breaks a tackle at the goal line, and he'll go in for the touchdown. That will be a 21-yard touchdown pass to Panning. 21 yards out on the pass to Panning. Or the TD. Boy, we're going to see a lot of points here tonight, I'm afraid. 11:08 to play here in the second quarter. That pass from Foxhoven to Panning for the TD. Getting set to line up here now for the two-point conversion. 36-16 our score. Double tight end power formation. Pitch to Jackson. He'll dive back inside and did not get there. They stopped him short. So the score remains 36-16 with 11:08 to go here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy.
From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram at The Grain Bin Tecumseh so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times downtown on the square in Tecumseh at The Grain Bin.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Crofton High School. 11:08 to play here in the first half. Our score now 36-16. Crofton leading Johnson Brock. That last score was a 21-yard run by, or pass rather, to Jace Panning from Preston Foxhoven. 8 plays, 53 yards on the drive. Again, 36-16 with 11:08 to go still in the first half. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, ready to tee it up and kick it away now for Crofton is Ty Nielsen, has it teed at the 30. Nielsen comes forward and here's his kick. Going to be grabbed by the short man. Was that Oliver Everett again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Oliver Everett, he's the man that's heads up getting after that football. They're trying a little hocus-pocus here on him and kicking it short.
I tell you what, Crofton went flying down. I mean, if Oliver wouldn't have grabbed it, they had a real shot at it.
Up 36-16, they come out trying some trickery on the kickoffs. How about that? All right, let's see if the Eagles can answer with some offense. They'll start this drive just outside their own 25. We'll call it the 26-yard line for Johnson Brock. Wyatt Fulton is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun formation with Gravatt set behind him. Kaler in motion from left to right to left. Back to pass. In trouble. Fulton now scrambles. Turns it upfield. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Lucky to get back to the line that he didn't get sacked for a loss there.
Tramp and Sanger blow up the Eagles in the backfield. Looked like maybe Grady Behrens was trying to break free to the right.
A very cool Halloween evening here in Crofton, Nebraska. 40 degrees. Light rain been falling, wind out of the northwest at 12. Wind isn't as much of a factor as you think, though, here. Second down and 10 for Johnson Brock. The ball just out across their own 25-yard line. Fulton has the snap. Oh, his running back slips. He was going to give it to Gravatt. Gravatt fell down before he could get the ball. Fulton just had to keep it and dive forward to try and pick up about a yard.
Tyson Jackson, Ford Crofton, makes the stop.
New line of scrimmage will be the 26-yard line is where we're at. Still going to call it third down and 10 yards to go. Very long nine, almost 10, with the ball at the 26, just inside the right hash. Brody Kaler will split out as a wide receiver to the left. Grady Behrens coming wide to the right in a spread formation. Kaler, left, empty backfield. Gravatt sets in a slot to the left. Calling his starting count. Waiting for the snap is Fulton. He's got the football. Fulton looks over to Kaler. Now throws the other direction. Turning it upfield. 35. First down across the 40. Is that Oliver Everett?
I think it's Quinn Behrens.
Oh, Quinn Behrens.
I think
okay.
It's that play that they did when they got the touchdown.
Okay, yeah, that's Behrens. And Behrens has got the football.
He snuck out. He's playing end. And yeah. He gives a little block, and then he just breaks free.
Across midfield, he's got it down to the 35-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10. Working quickly with no huddle is Wyatt Fulton from the 35. Up the middle, Gravatt. Gravatt's got a lot of running room, and he's going to be close to a first down. I think they're going to mark him just inches short, but he's down just outside the 25-yard line.
Chase Panning in on the stop for Crofton. Eagles got a little momentum here, Randy.
Second down and a yard to go from the 26-yard line. Again, they pitch the ball. Oh, there's a fumble. The ball is loose, but I think Johnson Brock got back on it. No, it was taken away. They're going to give the ball to Crofton?
I'm not sure.
The Crofton kid came up off the ground with the football, but it looked like Johnson Brock had covered it. Let's see what they're going to say. Now they're talking it over. Johnson Brock had clearly recovered the fumble, and then the Crofton kid dove in and took it away from the Eagle, and he came up off the ground with the football in his hand. Now the officials are trying to decide, was he down and covered? I believe, no, Crofton's going to get the football. Boy, that is a backbreaker because Johnson Brock was showing some life here on offense. They had a drive going, a sustained drive, and the miscue on the pitch from the quarterback to the running back. The ball came up loose. Crofton got in there and stole the ball away after it looked like it was clearly recovered by Johnson Brock. Crofton will have the football first and 10. They'll work from their own 28-yard line with 8:48 to play here still in the first half. 36-16. You heard that right. 36-16 with 8:48 to go in the second quarter. Here's Foxhoven on first and 10 from his own 28. Foxhoven back to pass. Now rolling left. He's going to throw the ball deep. Wide read wide open to make the catch is Panning. And Panning will take it for the touchdown. 52 yards. A 52-yard touchdown pass to Panning. And this score comes with 8:37 to play here in the second quarter. Preston Foxhoven to Jace Panning. One play, 52 yards. The coverage fell down, and Panning was all alone between the hash marks when he caught the football. Nobody within 20 yards. Defender just lost his footing and fell down out there on the wet turf. All right, power formation here. Double tight end set. I formation, Jackson top of the eye. Pitch the ball to Jackson. He'll run toward the corner, and they're going to get him out of bounds before he can get to the pylon. The conversion fails, and the score now stands 42-18. Crofton on top with 8:37 to go in the first half. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks. Everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes, 37 seconds left to play in the first half here on this Halloween evening in Crofton. The Crofton Warriors up now 42-16, a one-play 52-yard drive, 52 yards on the pass, again from Preston Foxhoven to Jace Panning. That's the second of that combination for a touchdown here in a row. 42-16 after the conversion failed. The scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Set to kick it away here once again is Ty Nielsen. Nielsen's kick coming from the 30-yard line. Another short one, covered up quickly and fallen on to the 31-yard line. They're not wanting to kick it deep to these return men. Who got on there?
Perriott,
the man to cover it. Well, by now, the up men from Johnson Brock are well aware that that ball's going to come to them here up short, and they're ready to get on it. They'll start this drive at the 31-yard line. So Johnson Brock has been getting relatively good starting position on these drives with those short kickoffs, but just not able to capitalize. Wyatt Fulton brings him to the line of scrimmage. He'll put two receivers wide to his right this time. Fulton takes a snap, and the ball is loose. Fulton got back on it. They were trying to hand it to Hayden Gravatt. Neither one of them had the football, and they avoided disaster there when Fulton got back on the football. We've got some strange individuals in the stands here tonight on Halloween.
Trey Tramp is just blowing up the Eagles in the backfield there, and that's why that fumble happened. He pretty much disrupted the handoff.
These high school fans, including the cheerleaders, are all decked out here in their Halloween costumes. Second down and 12. The ball at the 30-yard line. Johnson Brock trailing 42-16 with 8 minutes left to play still in the first half here at Crofton. It's an empty backfield now for Wyatt Fulton with two receivers left, one wide to the right. Kaler out here to the right. He looks to Kaler. Now in trouble, breaks a tackle, getting away. Fulton running with the football, turns it upfield, broke another tackle. He'll have a short gain as he's taken out of bounds, out across the 30-yard line. Looks like a gain of about 3. And it'll bring up third down and 9 yards to go with the football now at just outside the 32.
Porter Bartles on the stop for Crofton. Nice open field tackle.
This time, Quentin Behrens is wide to the near side of the field. Grady Behrens wide left with Brody Kaler set in a slot to the left. Hayden Gravatt is a single setback running back behind the quarterback. Back to pass Fulton. Throws it out here complete. Making the catch and taken down immediately as he comes up with the football is Quentin Behrens.
Nice play by Preston Foxhoven for Crofton.
Behrens advances that reception across the 35 to the 38. It'll bring up fourth down and 3. You're down 42-16. I don't expect to see a punt here. Fourth down and four, the line of scrimmage at your own 37, call it the 38-yard line. Waiting for the play from the sideline here. They will go without a huddle. Gravatt is set in the backfield behind Fulton on fourth down and four. Two receivers to the left side of the field. Now Kaler comes in motion from left to right. Fulton fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's in trouble, wrapped up and dropped. Back near the 30-yard line, they'll turn it over on downs. And Crofton will take it over first and 10 at the 30-yard line of Johnson Brock with 6:16 to play here in the first quarter. And the Eagles trailing 42-16. And I don't know, what can you say here? Johnson Brock has just got into a buzzsaw this evening.
Tyson Jackson, guess who, on defense there as well for Crofton.
As I said, this is a very talented and very big football team. The size of these kids, they look like a small college team lined up out here with their size. Crofton's got some big kids, 195-pound running back, 195-pound end. They'll come over the football in a power formation, double tight ends. Under center is Foxhoven. Foxhoven takes a snap, gives to Jackson right into the middle. Jackson just powers his way, carrying tacklers with him for about 5 yards, down to the 25-yard line. It'll bring up second down and five. Clock continues to run with 6:03 to play here in the first half. 42-16, Crofton on top.
Quentin Burns and Landon Ideas on the stop for Johnson Brock.
Second down and five now at the 25-yard line of Johnson Brock. Two receivers wide right, panning in a slot to the right. Jackson, Tyson Jackson is the setback behind Preston Foxhoven, the quarterback. On second and five, Foxhoven calls his starting count, takes a snap, pitches back to Panning. Panning running to the left side, turns the corner. He'll be stopped short of the first down after a gain of about three down to near the 22-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about 2 yards to go here at the 22 of Johnson Brock.
That was a really nice play by Oliver Everett again for the Eagles, just getting him and able to bring him down.
Well, we started off with fireworks here with four touchdowns in the first 4 minutes, and it really hasn't let up too much. 42-16, playing still here in the first half. Ends are set tight. High formation, panning top of the eye. Jackson is the fullback. People jumping around here. No flag is thrown. Foxhoven steps out from under center for a minute. Now goes back down on third down and two. Gives the ball into the middle to Panning. Panning bounces out to the left. I don't think he got there.
Yeah, it looks short. Nice play by Gravatt for the Eagles.
It's going to bring up third down and short now. Less than a yard to go. The football just outside the 20. He needs the 20-yard line for first down yardage.
It'd be big if the Johnson Brock defense can hold here.
Yeah, we'll call it third down and a half a yard. Oh, look at this. Johnson Brock's going to get caught changing out defenders. They're going to have to use a timeout. Timeout taken on the field with 4:33 to play here in the first half. 42-16. Crofton leading Johnson Brock, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on KTNC and the MSC radio app.
Hey, Thunderbirds, winter's on the way. Are you ready? Cheap Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Cheap Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Okay, it'll be fourth down now for Crofton. Fourth down, less than a yard to go, just outside the 20 of Johnson Brock. They got Jackson in the backfield lining up, calling a starting count. Jackson just took a direct snap from center. Jackson lined up a quarterback that time and dove forward for a couple of yards. Well, when you need less than a yard, why not put Jackson a quarterback?
You know, I don't know if the Eagles have any tackle for losses anyways today, Randy, so they were likely going to do something real simple like that, and they
did. Down and 10 now at the 18-yard line of the Eagles. Crofton Warriors leading this one 42-16. Both teams came in here at 7-2 on the year. I'd like to have seen the teams that beat these. That would have been a good football team, wouldn't it? All right, first down and 10 at the 18-yard line. Panning gets the handoff. Panning breaking tackles into the open, still on his feet, inside the 10. Looks like he's going to be down near the 7-yard line. That'll be enough for a first and goal. And Crofton is looking at first and goal now At the 7-yard line of Johnson Brock, the Warriors leading 42-16, just under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. 3:54 clock is running. Preston Foxhoven has Jordan the single set back this time. Jackson comes in motion. Hand off to Jordan. Jordan breaking tackle, spinning free, and he'll get in for the touchdown. That will be a 7-yard touchdown carry by Grant Jordan. So Grant Jordan, with his first score, I think he's probably one of the backup running backs here. 7-yard touchdown run coming with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Plays and yards on that one, my friend.
Six plays, 50 yards.
Six-play drive. That's one of the longer drives they've had.
Yep, they got 2 6 plays and 1 8.
The try for the two-point conversion on the keeper running toward the pylon into the corner. Foxhoven got there. Foxhoven carries in for the two-point conversion, and it makes our score 50-16 with 3:41 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Unconnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
That scoring drive took 6 plays, covered 50 yards, capped off with a 7-yard run by Grant Jordan for the TD. The conversion carried in by Foxhoven makes it 50-16 with 3:41 left to play here in the first half. 50-16, the Coffton Warriors leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Again, this scoring recap as a courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, Farm Bureau Financial Services. Ty Nielsen tees the ball at the 30, set to kick it off. Again, 50-16, still here in the first half. Nielsen's kick is forward, another short one. Everybody go, well, this ball's loose, people after it. Crofton's down there trying to get to it.
Out of bounds, maybe?
I think Crofton's on the football, but the question is, did it go out of bounds? Apparently, the ball went out of bounds. Coming up with the football there for Crofton was Colton Vornhagen. But Johnson Brock's going to retain possession of the football.
And no flag, because we touched it
prior to it going out of bounds. Yeah, they will start this drive inside their 20. They'll be first and 10 from their own 17-yard line. They have 3:41 left with which to work here in the first half, trailing 50-16. Your quarterback is Wyatt Fulton. Gravatt set behind him. Fulton calling his count. Has the snap. Gives to Gravatt into the middle. Short gain, maybe a yard. That's about all. He's going to be out around the 18, maybe 19-yard line.
Anthony Steffen in on the stop for the Warriors.
Call it a gain of 1 second down and 9 yards to go. Ball now at the 18-yard line on the left hash mark. Eagles moving from our left to right. This is an east-to-west field. They move from the east to west. We're on the north side in the press box here. On second down and 9. Fulton calling his count. Has the snap. Runs the option. Pitches back to Gravatt. He's got some room. Gravatt's got the football across the 30, 35, midfield, the 40, and he'll finally be driven out of bounds into Crofton territory at the 35-yard line.
Preston Foxhoven just tripped him up. Nice run by Hayden Gravatt for Johnson Brock.
So now the football is spotted at the 35. Johnson Brock still has 3:01 left with which to work here in this first half, second quarter. They're down 50-16, but boy, a nice score on this drive would sure help the morale here.
And you know, Randy, the Eagles have had a couple good drives as of late, but fumbles.
Yeah. So they at the 35-yard line, right hash mark, first and 10. Wyatt Fulton with Gravatt set behind him. Wide receiver is Kaler. Fulton takes a snap, gives to Gravatt. He's into the middle. Gravatt dives forward for 2 yards. He's got the ball down to the about the 33-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 8.
Nice tackle by number 70, Tyson Sanger for Crofton.
A cool, crisp Halloween evening here in Crofton. Temperatures hovering around 40 degrees now. The rain has stopped. still a little bit of a northwest breeze blowing, but it's cooler than you think out there, I'll bet, for these fans sitting in the stands. Second down, 8 yards to go. Ward Johnson, Brock Fulton with the snap. Keeps it himself. He's got room. 30 at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, near the goal line. He'll take it for the touchdown. 33 yards on the touchdown by Fulton. A 33-yard touchdown run, and that picks up the spirits here a little bit for the Johnson-Brock Eagles, getting a drive put together, capped with a 33-yard run. Score coming with 2:19 to play here in the second quarter. Eagles will line up to go for two. 50-22 your score now. Johnson-Brock's not going to lay down. They're going to keep fighting back. The try for the two-point conversion. Fulton is going to run it himself into the middle. Fighting near the goal line. I think he got there. Yes, he did. Fulton carries in for the two-point conversion, and it's 50-24. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barron's back with you here at Crofton with 2:19 to play in the first half. Our score now 50-24. That Johnson-Brock scoring drive took just four plays to cover 63 yards. Wyatt Fulton capped it off with a 33-yard touchdown run. Fulton also carried in for the two-point conversion. Again, the score now 50-24 with 2:19 to play here in the first half. Again, the scoring drive recap, a courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Johnson-Brock teeing the football up now at the 30-yard line. Caleb Bowling will handle the kickoff duties. He's been putting it into the end zone or close to it, this time into the wind. Let's see. An onside kick. Ball is loose. It's rolling inside the 20, inside the 30, and it's going to be covered up at about the 27-yard line. They got on it, but, boy, they were very casual close. About doing that.
Grant Jordan looked like for Crofton a close play. Nice kick by
almost,
Caleb Bowling.
Almost looked like Crofton wasn't taking him seriously on that,
yeah,
was it?
That's a good one.
So, boy, an onside kick recovery, that could have changed the whole complexion of things around here.
Yes, it would have.
Ball is going to be marked back to the 27-yard line. First down and 10 now for Crofton with 2:19 to play in the first half. 50-24, the Crofton Warriors on top. Fox Open is the quarterback. Double tight end, I formation. Fox Open snap, gives the ball to Jackson. Jackson off the right side, breaking tackles. There he goes, 30, 20. He's going to take it for the touchdown. And it'll be a 53-yard touchdown run. 53 yards. And that was just a simple between-the-guard and tackle run there.
There's a flag, Randy.
Oh, maybe we'll bring this one back. Holding is going to be the call. All right. That will help the Johnson-Brock cause.
Yeah.
That was a just a classic run between the guard and tackle. Break the tackles when they try to bring you down and took it all the way. But they're going to bring that one back. So, mark off the 53-yarder. That didn't happen. Wish they were all that easy to erase.
Well, I tell you what, it was kind of a mess in there. I'm not sure, you know, where the hold came in, but, you know, we'll take it, I guess, if you're an Eagle fan.
Yeah, penalty yardage is going to mark the football back to the 22-yard line. First down and 15 yards to go with 2:06 to play here now. In the first half, again, if you're just checking in with us here on the air, 50-24, Crofton leading your Johnson-Brock Eagles. Been pretty much Crofton all the way when they scored on the opening play of the ball game. Now first and 15 from their own 22. Preston Foxhoven is the signal caller. The ends are in tight. The backs are in an I formation. Jordan is the fullback this time. Jackson the I back. And now we're going to have a whistle and a miscue again. Illegal procedure, another 5-yard penalty. And, you know, this is still the starting offense in there, right? Starting to make some mistakes. They'll back them up another 5 yards and put the football back to the 17-yard line, first down and 20 now, with 2:05 to go. In the first half, that is. They're going to put a receiver to the near side, wide here to the left. Two wide outs to the right. Spread formation this time for Preston Foxhoven. I think that's probably Jackson back there in the backfield. No, Jackson's in the slot to the right. Jordan in the backfield next to Foxhoven. Has the snap. Foxhoven back to pass. Now rolling to his right. He'll run the football, turn it upfield, be taken out of bounds across the 20-yard line. He'll have a gain of about five. It's still going to bring up second down and a good 15, 16 yards to go. Went out of bounds. That stops the clock with 1:59 to play here in the first half.
I think it was Quentin Behrens who was able to get him out of bounds over there.
Be sure and be with us for our halftime scoring recap. A lot of it to talk about. It'll be presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Second down and 15 yards to go from the 22-yard line. Back to pass is Foxhoven. Ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage. Somebody got a hand up and got a paw on that one.
Yeah, it might have been big number zero, 12? Calvin Benham.
I thought maybe.
Or Landon Ideas. They're both over there.
Yeah. They knocked it down, and it'll fall incomplete.
That's 13, Landon Ideas.
So the Johnson-Brock defense here, with the assistance of a couple of penalties, now has Crofton in a third down and 15 situation at their own 22-yard line. With a minute 54 to go here in the first half. Preston Foxhoven will put two receivers to his right. That's the short side of the field. The ball is on the right side hash mark. Jackson is the running back set behind him. They throw the pass complete to Panning out on the right sideline. Panning gets it forward for 6 or 7 yards. He'll be stopped short of the 30. And it'll bring up fourth down and still about 8 yards to go here for the Warriors.
Harriet Brothers and Everett in on the stop for the Eagles. Randy, do you think they're going to punt?
We got a timeout taken here on the field. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Radio Sports app.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
There are some strange individuals wandering around in the stands here on this Halloween night in Crofton, especially over in the band. Those kids have a dress code. Fourth down and 7 at the 29-yard line, their own 29, on fourth and 7. Warriors are going to go for it. Foxhoven is going to run the ball. No, he punts it away, and it's going to be fielded at the 15, forward to the 20, fighting near the 25-yard line and taken out of bounds. We'll see who the return man was.
Grady Behrens.
Grady. That was Grady that came up with that one. So now Johnson-Brock has a minute and 37 seconds left with which to work here in the first half, second quarter, trailing 50 to 24 to a fine Crofton Warriors football team here. We are live tonight in Crofton, Nebraska, up near the South Dakota border, just south of Yankton, South Dakota. 40 degrees, it's cool, it's been raining off and on, not raining at the moment. Wyatt Fulton brings him to the line of scrimmage from his own 22-yard line, first and 10. Grady Behrens split wide to the right side. Brody Kaler wide to the left. Calling his starting count is Fulton. Fulton with the snap. Pitches the ball back to Kaler. Kaler tries to come around from the left to right side, and he'll be taken out of bounds after picking up first down yardage out to the 37-yard line. Has Kaler caught a pass yet tonight? I don't believe he has.
No, the first couple were well covered by Jackson.
Not
Jackson
able to
runs
get,
them out there.
Not able to get the passing game on track here.
That was a good play for the Eagles.
Kind of an end around. He was split out wide to the left, came around from left to right, took the pitch in the backfield, and turned it upfield to the 37, 38-yard line. First down and 10 from their own 37. A minute 29 to play here in the first half as Wyatt Fulton calls his count. Fulton's got the snap, wants to throw the football. Throws it complete to Kaler. I should have mentioned it sooner. Kaler picks up a gain of 7 on the reception. Has the ball down to the 36-yard line now of Crofton.
Nice tackle by Grant Jordan. But, yeah, back-to-back plays getting big number 11 the ball.
No more than mention it, and they complete their first pass.
There you go, Randy.
Nice call. Second down, 3 yards to go. Fulton again back to pass. This time, the ball underthrown, looking for Grady Behrens here on the near side. Behrens was opening on a little button hook here. But the ball was underthrown and falls incomplete.
I think Fulton slipped a little, but yeah, Barnes would have had a first down if he would have got it to him.
This field is in great shape. The turf is as nice as we've seen for this time of the year out here, but it has been raining off and on, so it's getting a little bit slippery. Third down and 3 yards to go at the 36-yard line of Crofton. 1:03 to play here in the first half, 50-24. Crofton leading Johnson Brock. Eagles trying to battle back into this one. They'd like to score here before the half ends. Wyatt Fulton has the snap, wants to throw the ball to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt's got the first down yardage. He's out across inside the 33 to the 32. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Tackled by Jackson Vine for Crofton.
Well, you got to admire these Johnson Brock kids. They got down early, and they just keep battling back into this thing. They still have 59 seconds to go. Wyatt Fulton is in a shotgun. He's going to throw a pass complete out to Behrens. Grady Behrens is inside the 20 at the 24, gain of 7. Second down and 3 yards to go. He went out of bounds. That stops the clock with 54 seconds to go. You know, the Eagles put a score up here, and there's life.
Yeah, it's still a ball game.
There's hope here, that's for sure. 50-24 the score.
Big drive.
Scrimmage just inside the 25-yard line. First and 10, less than a minute to go in the first half. Fulton back to pass, wants to throw deep. Downfield for Kaler. Kaler's got the football for a touchdown.
No flags, all right.
That will go as a 30. Let's see, where was the ball? 25, a 25-yard touchdown pass, and Johnson Brock has new life. 25 yards on the touchdown pass that went to Kaler, and all of a sudden it's 50-30, and the Johnson Brock Eagles have new life. This score coming with just 49 seconds left to play here in the second quarter, first half. Now we'll line up for the two-point conversion. Wyatt Fulton is under center. Pitches the ball back to Gravatt, to Kaler. Kaler wants to throw the football into the end zone all alone to make the reception. The two-point conversion is successful. It's 50-32. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Johnson Brock with back-to-back touchdowns here late in the first half have made this a ball game once again. Now 50-32 with 49 seconds left to play in the second quarter first half. That scoring drive, 6 plays, 58 yards. The 25-yard touchdown pass went from Wyatt Fulton to Brody Kaler. For the TD, Quentin Behrens caught the conversion from Kaler for the two-point conversion. Makes it 50-32 with 49 seconds to play here in the first half. The scoring drive recap as a courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, we'll tee the ball up at the 30 and see what we can do here in this last 49 seconds. Caleb Bowling, as per usual, will handle the kickoff duties here for Johnson Brock. Panning is the deep man waiting at the 5-yard line. He's dangerous back there. Well, they're going to do another onside or a short kick. Picked up by the up man. Jordan bobbles it at the 20. Picks it up, stumbled. He's going to be hit and dropped at the 18-yard line. Good coverage there by Johnson Brock. And I am impressed with the Johnson Brock Eagles at this point.
Did you catch that number on that one? Oliver Everett.
Oliver Everett.
Yep, he's all over the place.
Yeah, Oliver Everett, he's an athlete. There's no doubt about it. So the football is going to be marked at the 18-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there. Crofton reeling here just a little bit after they had opened things up in the first half. They've given up back-to-back touchdowns to Johnson Brock, and the Eagles have fought their way back into this thing. 50-32 with 43 seconds to go. Preston Foxhoven, power formation, I formation, Jackson up the middle. Jackson breaking tackles. Fights forward for about 5 yards. He'll have the ball out to the 24-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Benham and Gravatt in on the stop.
Timeout taken by Crofton. So we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barron's back with you here at Crofton, Nebraska. 38 seconds to play in the first half, 50-32, the Crofton Warriors leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Johnson Brock has scored back-to-back touchdowns to fight their way back into this. On second down and five from the 24-yard line, Foxhoven pitches it back to Jackson. Jackson spins forward. He'll have first down yardage out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. That'll be a first and 10 with 34 seconds left to play here in the first half. Johnson Brock needs to keep them out of the end zone. They've got the momentum on their side right now. Foxhoven again with no huddle, double tight ends, I formation. Jackson into the middle. Jackson, there he goes, off to the right. At the 30, 25, 20. They're going to get him out of bounds this time. Down near the 10-yard line. Shoot. Boy, I'll tell you, this Jackson kid, folks, he's making these long runs between center and guard. That's where he's running, right up the middle. They're opening a hole, and once he gets through the first line of defense, he's gone. All right.
Yep, he's pretty special.
Out of bounds at the 13-yard line. First and 10 at the 13. Clock is down to 19 seconds. Boy, a stop here would be huge for Johnson Brock. Calling his starting count, Foxhoven. Pitches it back to Jackson. Jackson wants to run to the corner. He'll be dropped near the 12-yard line. Only got a yard or two out of that one.
Nice tackle, Ben Parriott for the Eagles.
They're going to use another timeout with 14 seconds to go here in the first half, so we'll also step aside, be back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Second down and 8 yards to go. The football just outside the 10. Only 14 seconds left to play here in the first half. Foxhoven is under center. The ends are tight. I formation. Jackson on the top of the eye. Back to passes. Foxhoven. Foxhoven into the end zone. Touchdown. Foxhoven found Trevor Ellen for the touchdown. And that was kind of a backbreaker here for Johnson Brock. This score coming with just 9 seconds left to play here in the second quarter, and that's going to be an 11-yard touchdown pass to Ellen for the TD, and that moves our score now to 56-32 as they line up for the two-point conversion here. Here's the try for two. Ends are tight. Backs are in the I formation. Foxhoven gives to Jackson. Jackson into the middle, and he'll take it in for the two-point conversion. 56-32. Crawford on top with 9 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, they answered quickly. Johnson Brock scored with 49 seconds to play here in the first half, and they managed to get down the field in 40 seconds, scoring with 9 seconds left to play. 5 plays, 52 yards, capped off with a 11-yard touchdown pass from Foxhoven to Trevor Ellen. Jackson carried in for the 2-point conversion. And with 9 seconds to go in the first half, 58-32, we already have 90 points on the board in the first half of this one. And offensive fireworks here. Ready to kick it away is Ty Nielsen. Ty Nielsen likes to roll those sleeves up like a sleeveless shirt out here. Nielsen comes forward. Here's his kick. Another under-kicked ball. This one's going to get out of bounds. So, boy, I'll tell you, Crofton is down there quick chasing after that thing.
Yeah, number 50, man. He just about got it before it went out of bounds.
Well, after Johnson Brock scored back-to-back touchdowns here late in the second quarter, you could feel some new life for the Eagles. But then it took only 40 seconds for Crofton to answer with a five-play drive to go back up now 58-32. We still have 7 seconds to play. That's time for a couple more touchdowns.
Nothing's going to surprise me in this game, Randy.
90 points in the first half of this one. Wow.
The Eagles can air it out. We'll see. We got Brody Kaler. He can catch anything up
Let's
there.
Let's see what happens. Wyatt Fulton is the quarterback on first and 10, working from his own 27-yard line. Gravatt in the backfield behind him. Kaler is the wide receiver to the near side. Give it to Gravatt into the middle. He'll get about 4 yards. He'll carry the football out to the 30-yard line, and that time will expire. And at the half, our halftime score, the Crofton Warriors 58 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 32. We'll take a 2-minute break here, and then we'll be back with our Highland Community College halftime recap coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's halftime here at Crofton. The Crofton Warriors leading your Johnson Brock Eagles at the half, 58-32. It's time now for our halftime scoring report, brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, instead of Halloween trick-or-treats, we started off with 4th of July fireworks here. The very first play from scrimmage, a 65-yard run by Tyson Jackson. One play, 65-yard drive. Penning carried in for the two-point conversion, and we had only played 12 seconds, and Crofton was up 8-0. Johnson Brock wasted less than a minute to respond with 10:52 to go. Still in the first quarter, a 56-yard pass went from Wyatt Fulton to Quentin Behrens, capped a three-play, 60-yard drive. Fulton carried in for the two-point conversion. We were tied at 8 and had only played 68 seconds in the ballgame. The action continued 40 seconds later, 10:13 to play in the first quarter. Preston Foxhoven got free, the quarterback, on a keeper, 62 yards on the run, a two-play, 65-yard drive. The conversion failed. It was 14-8. We hadn't even played 2 minutes. At the 7:43 mark to go in the first quarter, another run, this time by Tyson Jackson from 10 yards out, capped off a three-play, 50-yard drive. Jackson carried in for the two-point conversion. We had played 4 minutes and 17 seconds and already had 4 touchdowns on the board, 22-8. The action continued in the first quarter. At the 3:04 mark, a 29-yard run by Tyson Jackson capped a six-play, 79-yard drive. Hornhagen caught the two-point conversion, made it 30-8 with 3:04 to go in the first quarter. Johnson Brock did not lay down, though. They came back with 1:56 to go in the first period. Hayden Gravatt on a 23-yard touchdown run capped a three-play, 60-yard drive. Fulton carried in for the two-point conversion. Johnson Brock back within 14 at 30-16. But then Crofton reeled off 3 straight scores here, a 21-yard pass from Foxhoven to Jace Panning, then a 52-yard pass from Foxhoven to Jace Panning. Suddenly it was 42-16. Crofton was opening things up. With 3:41 to go in the first half, a 7-yard run by Grant Jordan on a 6-play, 50-yard drive. Foxhoven's two-point conversion made it 50-16, and at this point, it looked like all Crofton. Johnson Brock was not going to lay down. They came back and scored 2 unanswered touchdowns of their own with 2:19 to go in the first half, a 33-yard run by Wyatt Fulton topped off a 4-play, 63-yard drive. Fulton also carried in for the two-point conversion, made it 50-24. With just 49 seconds to go in the first half, Johnson Brock struck again, this time a 25-yard touchdown pass from Fulton to Brody Kaler. That was a 6-play, 58-yard drive. They threw a pass to Quentin Behrens for the two-point conversion, and with under a minute to play, 49 seconds on the clock, Johnson Brock had pulled back to within 18 at 50-32, and it kind of felt like the momentum had switched toward the Eagles. But the Crofton Warriors answered quickly. Took them just 40 seconds to come 5 plays, 52 yards down the field. They got another touchdown from Foxhoven to Trevor Allen. It came with just 9 seconds left to play in the first half. Jackson carried in for the two-point conversion, and it was 58-32. That's where we stand at the half. Lots of fireworks. 90 points put on the board in the first half of this one with our halftime score, 50-32. Want to remind you, starting in just a few minutes, John Nixon is in Mound City, Missouri. He's got the Mound City Panthers. They're hosting the North Andrew Cardinals. That's scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff. That's on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. We also want to invite you to join us tomorrow on Sunny 101.3. I'll be on the air at 1:50 for a 2 o'clock first serve as the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds will face Elmwood Murdoch. Johnson County Central, if you're not aware, undefeated on the year. They are 30-0 on the season. Again, that'll be a first serve at 2 o'clock on Sunny 101.3. We'll also have volleyball over right here on KTNC. Troy Nelson is going to make the trip all the way out to Cambridge with the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. That is a 3 o'clock first serve live from Cambridge. If you're wondering, that's just this side of McCook. Pretty good drive out there for the Sacred Heart Irish. And then, of course, tomorrow night we'll have University of Nebraska football here on KTNC. So a big weekend of sports coming up. Right now we're going to take a two-minute timeout, check in with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.